Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. You are tuning in to the Labors for Christ Word Life Center Spiritual Growth and Development. We are located temporarily at 1750 West 103rd Street in Chicago, Illinois, on the upper level. But keep listening for news of the move. We are excited about what God is doing in the season, and we are packing and praising and preparing for the journey. We are grateful for the awesome impartation that this month of June has put into our spiritual nourishment and our spiritual life as we are preparing to move, preparing ourselves for the kingdom agenda of this house. We are grateful to be under the visionary of Apostle Dr. Shawnette Harden, who has led this ministry for 32 years, this church as an institute for 22 years, and the church work as an apostolic house for 12 years. We are coming to the climax of the awesome month of celebration and praise, honoring the God in this ministry and in this ministry leader and the God of our lives and of the King on the altar of our hearts. And so we are worshiping and we're praising. Come on out with us as we continue to pack and praise and work for the kingdom. We will be located up here till 8:30 this evening, and we will gather again on Sunday at 2:30 at the lower level fellowship hall of Bethany Union Church, where the youth of Labors for Christ Word Life Center, past and present, will continue and close out the old year celebration and open up in an explosive, powerful way our new year, our going into our 23rd year as a church. So we invite you to come out and share with these young people as they have prepared their worship and their praise and the promises that they have for God that they are standing on. So come and support them. Encourage them, pray for them, and help fan the flame of the fire passion that is within them. They will create a new world for us. We thank you, and we pray that you will enjoy the listening music until the physical location is prepared to come forth in our Wednesday evening teaching. I believe the physical location is ready.
All right. Amen. Thank you to our Talk family. Thank you just for being so diligent in tuning in every week as we have been sharing on new wineskins and just the importance of understanding that divine revelation about the wineskin. In the car, an interesting conversation was taking place with our youth. They were talking about the end of times and what that would look like, or what it looks like as different seasons come and go. And that just put me in, and they were ready for a seasonal change. And so I said, well, now we're in the season of summer. So with that in mind, I just want to share that we're in the season of preparation for these new wineskins, the new wineskin and the new wine that accompanies the wineskin. So clearly we are excited about that. We're excited about what that looks like. We have been looking at our passage out of Luke, the fifth chapter, around the 37th verse, 37th, 38th verse. And we're just going to continue in that vein, studying and looking and having some dialogue about what it looks like within an apostolic and prophetic community, what the cultivation process of shedding or getting rid of the old wineskin and coming into a new wineskin. I was sharing, I believe, with Overseer some interesting things that I came across as we have just been preparing for this new wineskin. And just the need as we begin to talk about wineskin and the need for wineskin, that as the church or the kingdom is experiencing this shift, how do we prepare from a psychological, a sociological, a financial, an emotional, a relational perspective? How do we get ready for new wineskins? How do we even wrap our mind around the fact that the Lord wants to change our wineskins? Because for some of us, the letting go of such tradition, and not that something's wrong with it, again, as we have indicated, it's just no longer useful. Now, because the parable goes like this: no one tears a piece out of a new garment to patch an old one. If they do, they will have torn the new garment, and the patch from the new garment will not match the old. And that's from my perspective. It becomes important, I think, that we look at that. So he says, look, if you have a garment that needs repair, are you going to tear off the new garment to fix the old garment? And he goes on to say, look, that won't work. Well, as we're looking at how we update our churches, how we prepare for the upcoming generations, are we taking old mindsets and just modifying them with a new concept or repackaging them? Or have we said, you know what, this is the way he was moving, but he's not moving this way now, and so let me prepare myself for the new way that he's moving? And so I believe it becomes important because he says, look, When we talk about repairing something, are you really going to take something old? Are you going to take something new to repair something old? So if we were to just take a survey, what are some of the things that we believe the church needs today? Moving forward, I heard on this past Sunday, I believe it was, our ambassadorial prophet was ministering, he was talking about the relevancy of the church. And different people are saying, you know, what we've been doing isn't reaching this generation. What is it that needs to happen for not just this generation, because this generation is here, but this generation's generation. What needs to happen for us to be able to reach them? What is it that the Holy Spirit, what direction is He moving us in that we would be able to become a viable option? How does the church position itself to be the answer? We have the answer. Literally, we have the answer. Now, with that being said, that we have the answer, how do we position ourselves for people to want the answer? It's one thing to know you have the answer. It's a whole other thing for people to want that answer from you. And so I believe it becomes important for us to begin to look at how we get to the place where the answer that is clearly within us, how do we get people to want it? How do we get people to want what it is that we know that we have that they need, they so desperately, desperately need? And so I believe these are all things that we need to just begin to consider, just literally just begin to consider, not just how we become. The answer is within us, but how do we present the answer in such a way that we draw and not alienate? How do we have an ear corporately? The scripture says, let him that have an ear hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. How do we get that ear to be able to hear what the Lord is saying and not discount it because it doesn't fit our current, our past thinking? It doesn't fit what we understand the need to be, or we think doing that is taking it too far. Maybe 2 or 3 months ago, we were having all of these really informed Wednesdays. We were having some really interesting conversations about things that are now present in the church in such a way it's undeniable. So when we talk about this new wine, and I'm just posing a question to our Blog Talk listeners, as we talk about this new wine, and two issues that came up on our Wednesday classes that are now very interesting, the laws have been passed. We had a conversation about cannabis and its use in the church, and I believe, don't quote me, that maybe in January of 2020, it's legal in certain amounts and for certain uses. I was sharing with somebody, I was at a video store, and they weren't advertising the newest or the latest video. They were telling you that CBD was available there, CBD, and I'm thinking, isn't that? And so when I got in there, the gentleman said, look, you know, we have a whole new clientele now that we're carrying the CBD. You just would be surprised at who all is coming to the video store, family video, let me be clear, family video, to be able to purchase it. So what do we do with that in light of, and I only want you to look at it, of new wineskins? Okay, how do we address the issue of CBD? And then the other thing that I think is interesting, when we talk about body art, let's just call it body art, such a very, it's becoming the norm now. And you know, it was a time where I think in the class we talked about the fact that we wouldn't want to see people leading us in worship, or we wouldn't want to see the preacher and all of those kinds of things ministering to us who was pierced and tatted all over. And yet the culture, and as times are shifting, that is becoming more and more and more prevalent. So we talk about new wine in new wineskins. Isn't it interesting that he's not just going to give you some new wine, a new anointing for you to keep within your old framework of thinking? But we're going to move on. So what are we going to do with that? How are we going to address that? So the CBD, I think it's interesting when we talk about new wine. The body tattooing and piercing, I believe, as we consider that. And then how are we going to address, because this is going to fall in a different category, but it still needs to be addressed. The children were talking about the churches that belonged to Satan, and they knew they belonged to Satan because they had upside-down crosses. But they didn't understand why they used a cross if they were demonic and they were affiliated with Satan. So then we talked, they said, well, those people can be saved and they could come to church. And, you know, one of the gentlemen had the upside-down cross on his arm. So the person comes, they're converted, they're in our church. Will we allow them in this community of new wine and new wineskins minister within our space, within our Christ-centered services, with body art that speaks to a form of mindset or lifestyle? So the new wine and new wineskins, it's easy to look at it from one perspective. It's kind of clear cut. We want this new anointing. The Lord is coming through. He's about to do this thing. You know, the Isaiah says he's doing this new thing and it hasn't been told. And, you know, we get all excited. But what about when what the Lord is preparing us for, this new movement, what happens if it's offensive to your old mindset, your tradition, your thoughts, your ideology? If this new wine offends your old relationship, are we willing to let that go to be a part of, to obtain a new wineskin and then receive new wine? Just some dialogue, just some interaction, because the scripture says, and people do not, no, let me go back up, no one tears a piece off of a new garment to patch an old one. If they do, they will have torn the new garment, and the patch from the new one will not match the old. And people do not pour new wine into an old wineskin. So what does this new wine look like, and what do the people that have new wine look like? And would you, are we ready to receive the new wine? Or does this even help us understand why it's important first to get rid of this old wineskin, this old way of thinking, this old mindset, so that we are receptive to the new? All right. Anybody? Maybe, maybe not. Overseer, am I alone?
Actually, Apostle, no, there are many people with you. I had to go for a moment. The general overseer called, and so we were conversing with him. But you have some individuals on the line.
Please go on and talk. Please go on and interact with the general overseer.
No problem. But we're here. We're listening now. Hallelujah.
Okay. No, not worries. Hallelujah, but I'm done. How about we do it this way? This is food for thought. So as we prepare, I believe when we come back, it'll be the 3rd of July. And let's begin to look at the various ways that new wine could be coming our way and what these containers may look like. And can the new wine and the new wineskin and or the container that it is housed in, can it be presented to us in such a way where we're not in a place to receive it? And if so, what do we need to do with that? Okay?
Amen.
Does that sound good? Amen. Thank you, Overseer. I appreciate it. And to all of those listening via Blog Talk or on site, that is something for you to reflect on. I believe as we're moving forward, as God is This whole momentum, manifestation, maturation, miracles, and just all of the things that we are in great anticipation that the Lord is doing and going to do, there is a preparation that we need to have for what it is we are anticipating. And we need to be prepared to receive it because we just don't know how it's coming. We don't know how it's coming. And so I was, you know, as I was listening to our young people have such a interesting conversation. Wow. And their belief system that it doesn't, none of that stuff matters because at the end of the day, God loves them and he wants them to be saved and he wants them to come. And maybe how they come will help us understand God from, did they tell me, from a varying point of view. So, in closing, Lord Jesus,
amen.
In closing,
amen.
How diverse. Yes, Timothy was in rare form. Bless him. But nevertheless, how diverse are you willing to be to receive and embrace this new wine? And on your love monitor, are you able to even be a container or a candidate, that's the word, thank you, Holy Spirit, a candidate for this new wine and prior to the wine, the wine skin, because we won't qualify for it if we're not prepared to be stretched. The scripture talks about the stretching that is necessary. So are you willing to be stretched? And we're stretched in the area of, and this is going to be a bad word, so please forgive me in advance for using it. In our one another ministry. And so that love thing,
amen.
That love thing, that one another, loving and how diverse that looks, okay, it stretches us. That's how he uses to stretch us. And so are we ready for the stretching that is going to, that is necessary? And I pray you hear me. The stretching that is necessary for the wine. The wine skin is stretched. Oh.
Amen.
Be prepared to be stretched. Yes, ma'am.
Just to interject, as you were sharing and you were saying, are we ready for that love? And the thought came to me, I know it's a carnal statement, but there's a thin line between love and hate. And I think we have been tightrope walking, and we've been slipping going back and forth. You know, I love what God does, but I hate what he wants me to do. And so what he does is what I do to him, but what I don't like to do is what he wants me to do for them. And so we're walking that thin line between love and hate, and we just need to get all the way off the line, all the way into the field of love. You know, so that we don't teeter back and forth and slip and go, you know, because of the flesh know that in, or the flesh hate that's in our, the hate that's in our flesh. They have a movie out, The Hate You Give Me. You know, usually it's the love you give me, but it's the hate
the
you
hate
give me. And the hate is, you know, it sounds like such a strong word. But anytime we don't love one another like Christ does, then that's the hate we're giving out. We're giving out our kind of love our way and not Christ's way. And that is such a deceiving place to be in, and we want to get away from that nearness to deceitfulness by abandoning all of it and just jumping all the way. They say, I'm all in. You know, just jump all the way in. So far that you can't get back to that line if you wanted to. Okay, so the line becomes, you know, the ocean and you're too far to swim the shore. So So you got to just keep on going out in that love Christ has for us. So wonderful
Amen.
Insight from the young people and from you, Apostle. Thank you.
Jesus. All right. Thank you all. We love you. We appreciate the opportunity to share with you all. It is definitely a tool that the Lord is using to create a level of emotional health within the church. And it is definitely
Amen.
My prayer that we would be an emotionally healthy church. And one of the ways we do that is through that that ministry of one another. So let us prepare. I know it's easy to say let's look forward to this new wine skin and the new wine, and I'm excited about it, but I just want you to know you may not be ready for the container and or the vessel is going to be brought to you through. So on that, I will say enjoy the ministry of the Holy Spirit as the Holy Spirit takes you away and gives you an insight into who he really is and what he really is up to. So enjoy the ride. And until next week.
Amen. Amen.
Bye.